We'd like to inform you of a new survey from a publication called Yoga Journal, which says that 15 million Americans now practice yoga. That's nearly a 30% increase in the last year alone. And in this country, that popularity means big business. Rebecca Roberts reports from San Francisco.
Yoga, from the Sanskrit word for union, is a system of physical poses and breathing exercises developed in India about 5,000 years ago. There are dozens of different ways to practice yoga, Ashtanga, Iyengar, Integral, but in this country, the hottest new trend in yoga, literally, is Bikram yoga, which is practiced in a room heated to 110 degrees.
Touch your forehead to the floor. Keep your belly in, eyes open, and your breath normal.
Lynn Whitlow is the co-owner of Funky Door Yoga, a chain of Bikram studios across the San Francisco Bay Area.
Bikram is very type A personality. I mean, it's an intense workout. It's not calming in the same aspect of going into a room where there's candles and incense and, you know, you're just lying there and, you know, chanting or meditating. It's a physical workout.
That's an understatement. Every Bikram class consists of the same simple sequence of 26 poses. But the studio is, and there's no other way to say this, really, really hot. The kind of brain-frying hot that makes you just want to lie down and whimper quietly, not balance on one foot while you pull the other one up behind your head in standing bow pose. It's the invention of Indian immigrant and entrepreneur Bikram Chowdhury, who claims the heat helps stretch muscles, ligaments, and tendons. Whitlow trained with Bikram himself and follows the exact teaching method he developed.
And we're given a script, which is the beauty of his training. You are given a script and you are trained to memorize that script and you learn that script. And it's in that dialogue, it's in teaching those postures the simplest way, giving as much explanation so that the students can understand what they're doing. And again, that's the appeal. That's the mass marketing appeal, you know, is that I could take anybody off that street and put them in that room and they could do it.
It's appealing enough that almost 100 new Bikram studios have opened across the country in the last year. Bikram Chowdhury recently copyrighted his sequence of 26 postures, is franchising more studios, and has threatened legal action against teachers who tinker with his regimen. Bikram yoga is apparently where Eastern tradition finally meets Western capitalism. But Bikram's not alone in cashing in on America's love affair with all things yoga. There's a booming business in yoga sportswear, yoga videotapes, yoga accessories. And in traditional bodybuilding palaces like 24 Hour Fitness in downtown San Francisco, you can do yoga in the aerobics room. Everywhere you look these days, little storefront yoga studios seem to be opening. William Howland is director of research for IHRSA, the International Health Racket and Sport Club Association.
Well, if the expansion in the clubs is any indication, you know, we went from seeing perhaps 40% of IHRSA's member clubs here in the United States offering yoga to, you know, 86% of clubs offering yoga.
People who ran or biked in their 30s, Howland says, now want an activity that's kinder and gentler to their 40 and 50-something bodies. But John Abbott, publisher of Yoga Journal, says age doesn't entirely explain yoga's explosive growth. Yoga offers something more than mere calorie burning, the chance for peace and meditation in an increasingly stressful world.
I find that it coincides with a longing in society for spirituality. Spirituality as distinguished from organized religion.
While Abbott expects the yoga boom to fade eventually, he thinks that chance for peace and meditation will mean many new yogis stick with the discipline. The inner focus is part of all yoga, even extreme forms like Bikram. Lee Williard is a Bikram instructor at Funky Door.
And you do find that the more you do this yoga, you can meditate throughout that entire class. And it's huge that you can meditate in a hot room with stinky carpet and bright lights and cartoons. And like, if you can like meditate through that and all that thrown at you, then you can take it outside the room and you can like deal with stuff outside in the world.
In other words, after sweating through 90 minutes of Bikram, inner peace doesn't sound so hard. No wonder yoga's all the rage. For NPR News, I'm Rebecca Roberts in San Francisco.